here at the CUNA 2020 GAC in Washington, D.C., and in the studio lounge is Mr. Eric Askelson.
Askelson.
I got it.
You did.
Second
good
time's
job.
A charm.
Great.
From Co-op Financial Services. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Yeah.
Good. So I was reminded by Bill Pritchard that you started at Co-op about this time last year. Your first day was at the GAC, right?
My first day was at GAC last year.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I really appreciate it. It was the first day. It was a mosh pit of first days. That's what I've said.
Right on.
Yeah, quite a conference.
Indeed, it is. Yeah. Yeah. Over 5,000 people here. And we always call it the big family reunion. So.
Oh, yeah. It's apparent. A lot of relationships and people reconnecting. So great event.
Indeed. Hey, let's talk about the topic at hand here.
Okay.
Co-op's governance journey and what credit unions can learn from co-op's experience. So the first question here is, so what exactly is governance here? And why is it taking on a new level of importance in the credit industry today and beyond?
Yeah,
I've been hearing more and more about it.
Yeah, for kind of us nerdy governance folks, it's a great time to be in the business. But it's really governance is the process by which the organization, makes decisions and directs itself. And a lot of people think about, when they hear that term, they think about the relationship between the shareholders and the board and kind of the senior team. Mm-hmm. But it's really much broader than that. There's so many stakeholders in an organization, owners, clients, employees, and it's really that process that's put in place, that framework.
Yeah.
The rules around actually how do you deal with those competing interests in a kind of formal and organized manner to make sure you're making the right decisions around all those competing interests.
Yep, indeed. And so how has it evolved at Co-op, for instance?
Yeah, well, one of the things you asked is, why are you hearing so much about it?
Yeah,
you asked
me
that for a second.
Yeah.
And it really is, people start to think about governance when things start to change. And I think you see in the industry, there's a lot of changes, in credit unions, in the broader financial services industry. And when those types of things happen, it causes people, organizations to rethink about how they're thinking about governance. So I think that's why there's you're hearing more about it, because there's so much change, people are thinking about it. And that's really what happened, at Co-op. We had some really strong board leadership, and they looked at the organization, they looked at the broader industry, and recognized, we've got new leaders in the organization, we've got new changes. Co-op has, bought another company, gone through an acquisition. So it was a great time, they thought, to look at the governance process.
Right. So, got to stay current.
Yeah.
For sure. So what lessons have you guys learned that you could pass on to others?
I think it's always evolving. You're never going to get governance completely right, and you always have to keep looking at it. But I think in terms of, tips for credit unions or other organizations in the industry that are thinking about governance, the big one is it's a team sport. So you have to have your board leaders, you have to have your management team on the same page, all willing to look at things differently, think about how they've done things in the past and how they think they might need to change. And the board leadership and the senior folks in the organization have to kind of commit to that and do it. I think the other thing, if I was making a suggestion, if you look at a facilitator or an advisor, it's really good to bring someone in from the outside, because you're being self-reflective, and there's all kinds of people that really you need to have feedback from to get it right. Individual board members, individual leaders, and if you have a facilitator, people are more likely to give the true story to someone who's from the outside, and you'll just get better feedback and help facilitate those discussions. And then the last one, this is a pitch for people internal.
Okay.
This isn't something you can do off the side of your desk. You can't do it nights and weekends. And if you really want to do it right, and you're a large, complex organization, you got to have dedicated staff to do it. It's really not fair to throw this on top of somebody and say, we need better governance.
Right.
You got to dedicate the resources and people to it.
Yeah. For sure. How will it look? How will governance look and change in the next 3 to 5 years?
Yeah,
get your crystal ball out.
I think, if you're a nerd, and you read about this stuff, there's all kinds of things that you'll hear about, these are the trends and that. But I think about this industry, the thing that I would kind of point out, I think you're just going to see more emphasis on director selection. There's complex businesses, lots of technology involved, lots of risk, financial services, and you'd have to have a skill set in your directors that can understand that, contribute to it, and you need different professional skill sets represented. And the other thing that I think is that it's also really critical to have cultural diversity. You know, you have all kinds of stakeholders, regulators, owners, employees who want to see people that look like them in those positions of leadership. So I think you're going to see a real big focus on the process that organizations are going through to select their directors. And I think it's great, and I think it's really important. But that's probably the one thing I'd point to say, I think you're going to see a lot more emphasis on that.
Gotcha. And last question for you, and I'll let you get out of here. What are you looking forward to at GAC? Or any highlights that you've seen so far?
The highlight is that, Co-op is an organization that if you're a client of ours, you get an opportunity to come to our events, you're part of the club, you get to talk to us at our events about product delivery and things, and I've made some really good contacts, and it's just fun to be here, unlike last year, and actually know people and talk to them, so it's fun.
I can imagine what last year was like. You're like, what is going on here? You're in this tornado of people.
It's a fun event. And you can see, you commented on a lot of people walking by, a lot of relationships, people talking. It's a fun crew.
Oh yeah, it's definitely a good group.
Yeah.
If there's ever an industry where you're going to be in for the first day of this, this is the one to be, because everyone's so friendly and nice. Yes. So good stuff. Yeah. All right, Eric, thank you so much. Appreciate the time as always.
No problem. Thank you.
Well done. Keep up the good.